Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAI. So many of you have kind of showed me this live video of somebody getting their COVID vaccine and fainting on live TV. She was a nurse from Chattanooga, Tennessee. She is a nurse from Chattanooga, Tennessee. She's fine. She's fine. What probably happened is a vasovagal syncope, very common. It's happened to me, and I thought I should just talk about it super quick. So vasovagal, also called, I believe, neurocardiogenic syncope, or there's another name for it, or a reflex syncope, happens if, like, somebody sees a needle, they start to faint. Remember in all the old movies, you know, like, I think, like, Gone with the Wind, they'd be talking about the war, and the men would be like, oh, we got to get the women out of the room. You know, and I'm like, what? You know, if I was a woman back in Civil War days, I'd want to be in the war. Don't have me go with all my skirts and petticoats into another room. And, you know, so they got all the women out there because, oh, they faint. You know, and they'd have to have the smelling salts and all that. So women used to always faint. Well, the fainting was a vasovagal syncope. Men faint, too. And so what ends up happening is there's some sort of a stimulus that causes your blood pressure to drop, causes your heart rate to drop, and then you fall. You'll get sweaty, you'll get flushed. Happens for just a few seconds, and you're fine. When we used to give vaccines and injections or draw blood in our office, we always had to prepare for somebody having a vasovagal syncope issue, either by looking at the needle or seeing the blood get drawn, or sometimes just the poke of the needle. So when I saw that a nurse fainted, it's not a side effect to the COVID-19, because that's too quick. It's not going to cause that. It was just the process of getting it done. That being said, I always recommend that whenever we do injections or whenever we do blood draws or anything like that, you know, you make sure you're in an area where you could lie the person down, get blood to the brain, you know, be able to get medical help just in case it's not a vasovagal, it's a heart attack or something else. So vasovagal syncope or neurocardiogenic syncope happens. It's not a big deal. It's a shame that it happened on live TV. You know, she was trying to show everybody she was going to get her shot, which is why you got to be really, really careful. I had one patient who actually had a seizure when she was getting her blood drawn. We don't know why. And, you know, she unfortunately peed on herself and things like that. You know, if you don't know how you're going to react if you get your blood drawn, or, you know, you kind of maybe not want to do it on live TV. You know, we're trying to calm everybody's fears down with the COVID vaccine. So seeing somebody faint made people nervous. But I'm going to tell you right now, you know, I do not believe it was a side effect to the vaccine. Based on how it looked, I think it was a vasovagal reaction. By the way, that happened to me. I told you guys, I was, this was in the 90s. Me and some friends were bowling one night, and I was kind of sitting there. I didn't have my phone to look at, so I was probably checking out the other guys. And I was with one of my friends who's gay. And he goes, Dahlia, you're up. And I get up really quickly, and I just drop. I drop right on him, and he caught me. He caught me by my boobs, but it's okay because he's gay. See, my gay friends can, that's fine. I have no problem with that. So, and I'm glad he caught me because I could have broken my nose, but he caught me, and I just kind of, like, came to, and I, you know, called the ER, you know, UMC ER to, because that never happened to me, and I was just like a college student, and I'm like, do I need to, and I wasn't drinking, I wasn't doing nothing, all I did was stand up. I'm afraid to stand up again. They go, it was a vasovagal, if it happens again, you know, come to the hospital. So, I've been through one of those. There's no rhyme or reason. For me, it wasn't a vaccine trigger. I had to get up because it was my turn to bowl. So now, whenever somebody goes, Dahlia, you're up, I get up, like, really slowly because I don't know why it just vasovagal. Maybe I was excited because I'm like, oh, man, I'll strike you all out. I'm good. Mike Pence got his vaccine. He rolled up his sleeve, didn't even blink. I think Mike Pence is underappreciated. I think he is, you know, usually vice presidents don't get a lot of say. They don't get a lot of action. Kamala Harris is probably going to get a lot more action, depending on, you know, what Joe Biden does and if Joe Biden stays in presidency. But Mike Pence, he didn't really get a lot of action. He was originally supposed to be in charge of the whole COVID fight, and maybe he has been in charge. But, you know, he didn't get to be on TV a lot, and I think that was because they probably wanted to protect him because they knew people were going to get mad. And, you know, but, you know, he just has a calming voice. And so his COVID experience that was live televised, very, very calm, very cool. So I'm happy with that. So now there was a lot of drama about how the COVID vaccine vial has extra COVID virus juice that could be used, and people are wasting the COVID amount of vaccine. And boy, people got their panties all in a bunch, and they want, maybe that's why stock went down. I don't know why the hell stock went down when everything's supposed to be going all great, you know, until everybody kind of all got their panties all up in a bunch. Come on. Okay, listen. We talked about this with EpiPens. EpiPens have extra medicine in there. There's always extra medicine. How many of you guys, when you brush your teeth and you're almost out of toothpaste, you just squeeze as much toothpaste out of that, right? Because there's always extra. There's always extra. My makeup bottles. I'll take a Q-tip and get out all the extra makeup so I can, like, add to that stuff, okay? I mean, there's always extra. I have eyeshadow that I should have thrown out years ago, but there's still extra left and I could use it. So the way pharmaceutical companies do it is they don't put the exact milliliter, you know, exact amount in the vial because they know when people draw up, there's human error. Now, it shows that they haven't made single vaccine doses. Those are expensive, by the way. When you get flu shots, I used to give the flu shots where it was one dose, where, boom, you just give that dose, you know, because I really didn't want the nurses having to kind of deal with, you know, drawing it up and, you know, what if they drew up too little? What if they drew up too much? So there were doses where they were already pre-filled. They're more expensive that way. But pre-filled and you're done. The vials, you draw it up, you inject. The vials have come under some scrutiny because of what happened in Vegas with the whole hepatitis thing where propofol was given during colonoscopies and the needle was put back in and it infected the rest of the vial. So multi-use vial is starting to kind of become less popular, but we still use it in vaccines. So you draw up the vaccine, you give the shot, you take a new needle, sterile needle, draw it up after we use an alcohol. So of course there's going to be extra in there just in case somebody takes too much because we don't want anybody getting shortchanged. But it looks like if somebody draws it up correctly, you'll have another dose. In fact, I think the FDA said most vials will not have 5, but 6 full doses with that little room for error. So no big deal. It's a good thing, people. Calm down. 1-877, that's Allie.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
All right, we are back. Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, as we discussed, has issued a Christmas warning. He actually has told us that he's going to just be with his wife, period, and is not going to enjoy the big Christmas feast that a lot of us are unfortunately used to. And so we're going to be looking at a different sort of Christmas season this time of year. And joining us next is Dr. Susan Bailey, president of the American Medical Association, to talk to us about how Christmas is going to look like this year. Dr. Bailey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Wow, it definitely. I never thought that we would be in December, late December, and you know, contemplating how to scale back our Christmas dinner. Tell me how you and the AMA is approaching, you know, the upcoming holidays.
Oh gosh, it's so important to really scale down our holiday celebrations, because after every holiday this year, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Halloween, we have seen surges in cases afterwards because people have gotten together and haven't been very careful. And we are asking folks to limit your indoor holiday in-person gatherings to just the folks that you live with, just your immediate family. If you're going to have others, try to do it outside if the weather permits, but we know that's not always possible. But we are asking folks, you know, wear your masks, wash your hands, keep your distance, and there are some creative ways that you can celebrate the holidays and so that you'll still be around with us in 2021.
Exactly. And that's kind of the key point. You know, people are dying. We've hit, you know, obviously a really, really high death toll. And it's, I believe the numbers now for the United States is up to, we had about 3,600 deaths yesterday alone. COVID-19 now surpassing heart disease, now surpassing cancer. So it is. It's very scary. And holiday time is when we, you know, hook up with grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles. But, you know, it's interesting, because you touched upon Thanksgiving, we scaled back, and many people had promised family members, don't worry, we'll just see you Christmas time. We'll skip Thanksgiving, we'll see you Christmas time. What do we do to those people who are starting to get kind of fatigued on all of this?
Oh, gosh, we are all fatigued. COVID-19 fatigue is real, and we're all really tired of this. But the fact of the matter is that cases are at an all-time high. Hospitals are full. Healthcare workers are exhausted. And we need to buckle down for Christmas and New Year's and make sure that we keep our gatherings very small. People are going to have heart attacks. People are going to have automobile accidents. People are going to slip and fall and break a bone. And we want there to be room in the hospitals to take care of you if that happens to you. But if they're full of COVID-19 patients, you may not get the care that you need. So we're asking everybody just a little longer. We're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, and keep those gatherings very small this year.
Mm-hmm. So true. So, you know, Dr. Bailey, you're obviously, you know, well-versed in medicine. And, you know, one thing I learned during my pediatric training is when you tell a child to not do something, it's not as effective as giving them a positive, giving that child, telling the child, do this instead. What advice can we give for Christmas gatherings and virtual gatherings? Rather than saying, guys, don't get together, what about the positive message of, guys, why don't we, you know, you could do it this way. So what sort of tips are you and the American Medical Association giving in terms of how to make Christmas happen this year?
Well, be creative. We are doing things over, you know, video platforms this year that we've never done before. School, church, work. And so let's do the holidays that way, too. And so think of something fun. You know, get together, you know, over a, you know, video conference or a FaceTime and watch your favorite Christmas movie together. Or get together, bake cookies, show off your holiday decorations. There's lots of things that you can do that way. You know, my family had Thanksgiving dinner over Zoom. We were all in the same town, but we stayed in our respective homes, ate dinner together, and it was really a lot of fun. And so let's think about doing those things this holiday season. You know, get the kids involved, help, you know, listen to their ideas about things that they can do that are safe. Children are resilient, and they want to stay well. They want to keep other people well, and let them play a role in making a different type of holiday memory this year.
Exactly, yes. And, you know, another thing also as I'm recommending is, you know, when lockdowns lighten up, I come from a family where we never really got to celebrate the holidays on the holidays. We always had to do Thanksgiving like a different day. You know, I don't want to postpone Christmas because Christmas is so holy, but, you know, just because we can't get together doesn't mean we can't. can't do dinner in March or in, you know, and so maybe that message, because it is, it's really weighing on people. And you know this too, you know, as physicians, we need people engaged and on board. And when they start to look at us as we're just, you know, locking them down too, you know, many of us are Jews and Christians and, you know, people of faith and Muslims. And, you know, we know how important it is to be with family. You know, we do get it.
Yes. And imagine the tragedy if you just couldn't stand it and went to go visit an elderly relative who then there was not with you next Christmas because they got COVID-19. That's just the worst. Oh, the guilt when you give a family member COVID-19 is absolutely horrible. And so they're all tired of it. You know, we're tired of wearing masks. We've got COVID fatigue. But, boy, we just need to hang on for one more holiday season. And I am convinced 2021 is going to be much brighter.
Exactly, exactly. Us too. So, you know, tell us, the American Medical Association has been, you know, there for me as a student, as a resident, as a physician. Tell my listeners what the American Medical Association does.
The American Medical Association represents students and physicians and works to be their best ally when it comes to taking care of their patients. We provide resources to physicians, anything from education to science-based, the journal JAMA that many people have heard of. And we're also helping lead the fight to defeat chronic diseases like hypertension and prediabetes, as well as promoting physician practice and helping keeping their practices going.
Exactly. You guys have been there on the forefront when we had to go to electronic medical records and then telemedicine. And so, and, you know, JAMA, Journal Club, you know, it was all about, you know, what's been published in JAMA. So the Journal of American Medical Association has been kind of, you know, our Bible this whole time, you know, and so I think more people need to know about all the great work you guys do. So we have about a minute and a half left. What other, tips you as a physician and as well as, you know, running president of the AMA, what sort of advice do you want to give my listeners as we move forward in this COVID, flu, pneumonia, heart attack season?
Oh, boy. It is so important just to take good basic care of yourself. Eat well. Stay hydrated. Don't waste a lot of money on minerals and supplements and vitamins that, you know, probably don't really do you much good. If you drink alcohol, do it in moderation. And if you smoke or vape, now is a great time to quit. We know that patients with chronic lung disease from smoking, and it can even happen with vaping, can set you up to get more severe COVID-19. So if you needed motivation to quit, let the threat of COVID-19 be that motivation, and pick a quit date. Now's the best time.
So true. Dr. Bailey, how can people find more information about you and the American Medical Association?
The AMA's website is ama-assn.org, and your listeners can find great information on COVID-19 on the website of the Centers for Disease Control, cdc.gov.
Dr. Bailey, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. Anything we could do to help you guys and all the great work you do, you just reach out, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I've enjoyed it, and please stay safe.
Stay safe. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Thank you, Dr. Bailey. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says congressional leadership is making significant headway with negotiations for another coronavirus relief package.
Democratic leaders, Speaker Pelosi, Leader McCarthy, and I have been working around the clock for several days now. The talks remain productive.
McConnell saying once again the Senate will not break for holiday recess until they get something done. Surgeon General Jerome Adams is urging communities of color to get vaccinated. Adams, who is black, pointed out that minorities have been treated poorly in previous medical studies. He was vaccinated Friday morning. An FDA advisory committee gave its approval to a second COVID-19 vaccine last night. The agency is expected to approve the Moderna vaccine for emergency use soon. You're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence is vaccinated against the coronavirus.
I didn't feel a thing. Well done, and we appreciate your service to the country.
The Vice President, his wife Karen, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams were vaccinated on Friday. The Vice President, his wife Karen, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams were vaccinated Friday morning to help encourage Americans to get the vaccine when it's available. After receiving the vaccine, Pence saying,
"But today, Karen and I wanted to step forward and take this vaccine to assure the American people that while we cut red tape, we cut no corners."
The Supreme Court is dismissing a challenge to President Trump's plan for the U.S. Census, which tried to exclude illegal immigrants from the population count. The High Court ruled in a 6-3 vote to dismiss the challenge, citing it simply too soon to know how that policy would be enforced, although the decision is not a final ruling. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for those of you wanting to know where my political position lies and my political loyalties lie, is there being money and money going to the right reasons and money going to the right people and not a waste of money or wasteful spending. So I don't know if it's Republican or Democrat, but when I hear that there is fundraising in the millions of dollars, whether it's for Biden's inauguration or Trump's legal fund or post-presidency fund, I'm like, okay, guys, aren't we needing money for unemployment? Are we needing money for small business? Are we needing money? You know, so I don't know where I politically stand, but when I hear that for an inauguration that is virtual, that there is active fundraising, and apparently the Democrats are really split on this. Apparently a lot of progressive groups are pretty upset by it. I'm like, okay, gosh, there's so much other things that money could go to. And I don't understand why there's post-election fundraising unless, you know, the Biden camp is concerned that Trump is moving forward with his legal fights with the election. I don't know, and maybe I'm missing something. But apparently, progressive Democratic groups are calling on the inaugural committee to reject corporate donations. More than four dozen progressive groups, including Justice Democrats, Our Revolution, Sunrise Movement, and Demand Progress, signed a letter urging the committee to expand the ban to all corporate donations. And some of these donations are in individual contributions between $25,000 and $500,000. Some contributions, $500,000 to $1 million. And what does that get you? Does it get you a picture with our next president? No. It gets you a virtual one-on-one. Now, some companies might be like, look, I want the president on my good side. I want the president to know we back him. And I get that. I get how, you know, I've had people go, look, Dahlia, I need your support. You want my support? Here's my support. You know, I get you want to show your support, but oh my God, if any of you guys have $1 million to just give, all right, can you at first check in with your local hospital and see if they need any more ICU equipment? Can you maybe talk to your local health public officials and see if that money could go to a bridge facility or, you know, an extra medical tent that needs to kind of provide care during a very deadly season? And I don't mean to sound all judgmental, and I don't mean to rain on Biden or, you know, Trump's legal fund parade, but I'm like, if I was running for office, which is why I will probably never be successful in running for office, I would, and I said this, back in 2016, I said this back in 2012, I would be up there saying, guys, don't give me your money. Any of you guys about to donate $5,000 or $25,000 or $100,000, can you take that money and give it to, like, Opportunity Village or give it to St. Jude's or give it to, blind kids? Don't be giving me money. All right? I mean, to run for office, okay? I don't want the money. It's funny because Trump did something similar. In the beginning, he's like, I don't need it. I'm not asking you guys to donate. Then he realized, yeah, he does need some money with the legal fights and the legal challenges. You know, if there's a recount or an issue with, you know, dead people voting and ballots and, you know, some ballots not having signature verification, looks like it's costing millions of dollars. So, yeah, looks like they're asking for money, too. And it just, you know, when I look at this, I'm like, you know, that just, it's a, to me, it's a waste. And I'm not saying that, you know, I want the country to turn into something where, you know, just everybody expects money and handouts. And, you know, I don't want people dependent on the government. But right now we are in one of the biggest catastrophes from an economy sense, from an oppressive sense, in terms of people not being allowed to work. People want to work. They're asking for money, not because they want a handout, it's because there's no job. Let them go back to work. Let the company open. Let the casino open. You know, we have hospitals that are overwhelmed. We're being told in California the ICU availability and ICU bed availability is at 0%. And then when I hear people are contemplating giving $1 million to either a president or a soon-to-be president, it kind of bothers me, especially, and I'm sorry, no offense, Joe Biden, but your inauguration, if it's going to be virtual, what the hell do you need the money for? I mean, are you going to turn around and take that money and then build hospitals with it? Is it that the government doesn't have a lot of money and you're hoping that you have this extra money to use to help pay off some, I don't know, but I would almost rather make a campaign, which is why, like I said, I'll never probably successfully ever get voted into office, because I'd be like, guys, don't give the money to me, give it to them. Or let's make a campaign where any of this political campaign money can go into a fund for more hospitals or ICU beds or whatever. COVID vaccine purchases, I don't know. And I'm very frustrated. Now, there is some good news coming around the bend. Johnson & Johnson, I've been telling you, is the shot I've been watching, right? Because Johnson & Johnson is a one-shot vaccine dose. It's not this two. Pfizer, you need to get your shot in 21 days. Moderna, 28 days. If people no-show, if people don't like having some of the symptoms they had, if people forget, if people flake, the shot is maybe only 50% effective. It could breed resistance. Not very practical, but we'll take it. Johnson & Johnson has been working on a one-shot dose. Everybody wants to know, when's that coming out? Well, from what we understand, they're already into phase 3, from, I believe, where they're going to be testing it out in 45,000 people. That's a little better than, I believe, the 36,000 that one of the former companies had. A 45,000 person participant clinical trial is huge. And so they're expecting preliminary data in January to hopefully get emergency approval by February. Now, I'm not saying this because I want you guys to hold out and wait for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It cannot work. Maybe it might only have an 80% efficacy or only a 60% efficacy rate. So if you guys are going to get a vaccine, I'd rather it be currently either the Pfizer or the Moderna, because Pfizer's at 95%, Moderna's at 94.5%. But, But a one-shot vaccine is going to revolutionize. Yes, I've already bought Johnson & Johnson stock. Johnson & Johnson, remember, had some big hits. Remember the powder, you know, Lily vagina powder that was possibly linked to ovarian cancer? Johnson & Johnson has had its share of some bad news. Johnson & Johnson could use a win. They really could. And so if they get this one-shot vaccine approved, it is going to, unless America didn't purchase enough doses, it's going to probably be the vaccine of choice, as long as it's in the 95% efficacy rate, low side effect profile, because the hospital's like, here's your shot, you're done. See, right now, people aren't done. Mike Pence, he got his first shot. I'm hearing the news headlines. Mike Pence is vaccinated against COVID. Not exactly. The vice president still has to do that second shot. He's not in the clear. We all aren't in the clear. We need that second shot. It's fantastic that this is what we have. These are the shots that came out. And mind you, remember, Johnson & Johnson is a different shot. It's not an mRNA. It's a viral replicating, how do they call it? It's a non-replicating viral vector where it's a weakened form of the virus that has grown in an animal setting that the humans haven't been exposed to, such that we expect it to make an immune response but not make us sick. So it's a different sort of immune response. It might actually be a strong immune response. So we're really excited about what's happening with Johnson & Johnson. Might not be available till February, though, so pretty damn cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-GOT-THAT.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a little bit more drama, all right? So people are being told, and there's a lot of finger pointing. I don't know how much the Pfizer and government or the Trump administration get along. Doesn't look like they get along too well. You know, Pfizer made their big announcement after the election. People are saying Trump held off and didn't buy extra Pfizer doses, even though he bought Moderna and AstraZeneca. I mean, back in July, who knew who was going to be first? But Pfizer and Trump administration don't really get along too well. I'm a fan of Pfizer because I love a lot of their drugs. I thought they did a great job with Z-Pak and with Zyrtec and with Viagra and Lipitor and Norvasc and Zoloft. So, you know, Pfizer I've been a fan of, and, you know, kudos to them for getting this vaccine rollout out, the vaccine out. But, you know, their vaccine, you know, is a little bit more difficult to manage because it has to be, I believe, between a negative 70 and a negative 94 degree Fahrenheit. You know, that's still a two-dose vaccine. Moderna, it'll be allowed to not have to have such freezing restrictions. It'll be able to sit in a refrigerator for 30 days if it has to, as opposed to Pfizer, can only sit in the refrigerator for a few days. So, you know, Pfizer's vaccine is a little less flexible, but so far so good. Sounds like we have pretty good, you know, side effect profile. True, there were a couple people that had allergic reactions in Alaska. Not sure if it was a bad batch. Not sure what's going on over there. But considering all the numbers of shots given, like I said, we're still well below, you know what would be considered a bad side effect profile for the shot. But the next piece of drama is apparently Pfizer has like thousands of doses sitting in a warehouse, and they're saying we're waiting for the government for instruction. Okay, now there's always two sides to every story. The other side of the story we're hearing is, well, there's a superstorm, Gale, going on. Car pileups, deaths, snow, kind of a mess. So, again, if you only have a very, very small window of when you could pull the vaccine out of the negative 70, excuse me, to 90 degree Fahrenheit, you know, you need to make sure that person is going to be there to get the shot and not walled up at home because of a snowstorm and not being able to drive and get out on the street. And the other issue is, and I'm not sure if this is, you know, a different issue or not, if it's a different problem, but remember, the Pfizer vaccine has to be a two-shot dose and or has to be a two-dose vaccine. So they need to, within 21 days, give the second shot. So for those people that have been getting shots all week, we need to make sure that their shot is accounted for, that that second shot is there. If we willy-nilly just give everybody shots, and then all of a sudden they're rolling up their sleeve going, okay, day 21, let's do it, then, and it's not there, We just screwed up. And so I don't know how many of these quote-unquote warehouse vaccines that we're being told that are sitting there are actually planned to make sure that that second dose gets done. Remember, there's going to be an overlap. This is a little bit of a cluster. So, you know, everybody's been starting to roll up their sleeves in hospitals. Hallelujah. We love it. This is great. They're getting their shot. But they better make sure that second shot is there for them. And you don't have somebody drop a couple vials accidentally or mess up or be worried about one batch. And then all of a sudden, they're like, whoa, we had to send back trays back to Pfizer so we don't have your second dose. If you tell a healthcare worker that is working, you know, 24-hour shifts, not getting sleep 7 days a week, 365 days a year, not getting any sleep, if they got their vaccine and they can't get their second dose, that's a problem, which means medical facilities need to make sure that they have a lot extra. So they need to make sure that, as they're giving people their new shots, they have within their facility that next shot. Now, remember, the Pfizer vaccine can't be stuck in a refrigerator. And the average freezer is not negative 70 degrees below Fahrenheit. So either that medical facility has to have the freezing capability, or they have to be assured 1,000% that they're going to get at new shipment of the Pfizer vaccine for that second dose. You can't screw this up. This is, you know, and again, kudos to everybody involved at Operation Warp Speed. You know, the FedEx, the freezing companies, the ones supplying the boxes, you know, the administration, Trump administration, the, you know, everybody involved, the hospitals, the nurses, the people, you know, giving the vaccines out and making sure they're not dropping the vials and wasting any. So it's, but you can't just stick it in the refrigerator. So that means they have to make sure that in 21 days or now for some people, 17 days, 16 days, 15 days, whatever, that shot is ready to go and didn't get altered because of a change in temperature. So it's a pretty big process. I am humbled by it. I think people don't appreciate what went into it, and I'm just amazed at what they are able to do. But if some places want to play it safe and want to make sure that the vaccine is safe in the freezing unit, rather than having it come to a hospital that might not be able to use it right away, that's an issue, right? And again, you can't ship it to somewhere and they're like, okay, we're good, but we don't need this for a week. Now what do you do? Because, you know, once a hospital has vaccinated all the workers, and they might be able to do that within 1 week, now what? So, you know, we also don't want to ship vaccines to places that don't need it anymore or they don't need it too early. Moderna is going to give us more flexibility. The Moderna vaccine will be able to stick in the fridge, and then they'll be able to pull it out 28 days later. Okay? So we'll see what goes on with that, but nobody needs to get their panties all up in a bunch. Next, Derek Carr. All right. For those of you guys who watched a game last night, the Raiders and the Chargers, I think the Chargers won 24-7. Great game. Went into overtime. You know, Raiders were home in Las Vegas. Ooh, Vegas, yay. And even though I'm still a Cowboy fan, I'll always be a Cowboy fan. Hey, whichever football team's in my backyard, I'm going to support. And I love their colors, too. And so the Raiders were doing pretty well until Derek Carr, unfortunately, on live TV, hurt his groin. Had to grab it. Really embarrassing for him. I feel bad for him. But dudes are good. You know, we women were like, oh, my God, I don't want anybody to know that I hurt my boobie. You know, but guys are like, yeah, you know what, I strained myself, or I have to go to the bathroom, right, in the middle of fourth quarter and come back later and win the game, or however, whatever happened with the Ravens game. So, you know, luckily guys are pretty resilient with, you know, and, you know, if somebody pulls a groin injury, pulls a groin muscle, they're not as embarrassed as a girl would. Girls can pull groin muscles also, but these groin strains can be anywhere from mild to severe. So I just wanted to quickly touch upon that. So basically, when you strain, there's sprains and strains, okay, and automobiles. Sprains are when you hurt a ligament. Strains are when you hurt a tendon or a muscle. So whenever you hurt your muscle and you're sore, you tore some fibers. And in athletics, you know, especially football, there's more room to go, you know, and there's more opportunity for you to hurt yourself and tear some fibers. So if you're pivoting or you're running or you're jumping or you're going from, receiving the ball at the line of scrimmage, then all of a sudden you having to run the ball, these fast changes in movement, if the muscles aren't ready and they're twitched or tense or whatever, they can tear. So a grade one tear, kind of like less than 5% of the fibers, it's going to hurt. You know, you're going to want to ice it a little bit, but pretty much you can still walk. A grade two tear is where it's a little bit more severe. You can walk, but it is painful, and it's smart, so it's not easy. A grade three is when you're on the ground. I mean, you had probably a full tear. I don't think Derek Carr had a full tear. Those full tears, sometimes we need surgery. I mean, if that muscle completely tore and severed, we'll use surgery. But for the more milder ones, we'll do some ice, we'll do some compression, some moist heat, massage therapy. Usually they recover within a couple weeks. The medium ones, a couple months. Major tears, over 4 months, at least 4 to 6. Don't go away, but right back on 877-DOC-DOLLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.